Okay, you ready?
You're listening to Design Yourself, a podcast to help you figure out what it is that you want and then make it happen. I'm Sharon Lepofsky. Don't you forget, this is my life and it's gonna
be good. Don't you know? Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 55 of Design Yourself. I'm your host, Sharon, and today I want to talk with you all about the concept of for the sake of what? This is a question in particular that I love to ask. A lot of my coaching work focuses on helping people launch and scale their small businesses. I thrive when I get to help people set up sustainable businesses where they can make money doing something that gets them jazzed. So it's this kind of fun interplay between you are doing work that you love and you're making bank while you do it. The thing is that for the sake of what is an important question for all of the people that I'm coaching to reflect on, because it doesn't matter if you're a creative entrepreneur with an idea that you want to put out into the world but haven't done so yet, a solopreneur who's got several years running your own shop, a small business owner with a team, or frankly, somebody who's in an employed situation and you're, you know, working inside of an organization. I'm constantly pushing my clients on answering the question for the sake of what, which really is about why are you creating this thing? Why are you doing this kind of work in the first place? So I'll tell you that this question for the sake of what has been on my mind a lot in the month of July because I have spent most of this time on vacation, different vacations. If you listened to earlier episodes this month, you'll know I was in Cincinnati, Ohio for my sister Philly's wedding. And then I've spent the last half of this month up on Point Road, so the place where I named my business Point Road Studios after. And this place is this gorgeous great camp on the shore of Lake Champlain in upstate New York. And it is just, it's just the kind of place that always reminds me of what matters most in my own life. It's, and in fact, the fact that it continuously does this for me is why I thought it was the perfect name for my business, because that is what I'm looking to offer the clients that I'm working with. So a lot of my own for the sake of what gets answered when I'm up here. I get to spend time with people that I love in this environment that inspires. And it, some of the things that it has reminded me of this trip are that for me, for the sake of what is always at its core about family. So am I designing and making decisions that honor the kind of family life that I want to have, that I want to create for my kids, that I want to steward for my husband and our extended family? So that's really at its core. And then, you know, what are the kinds of things that I want to be happening in that family life? Well, I think of adventures. I'm always so delighted when my kids say, "Well, what adventure are we going on?" And I think, yeah, we've really been driving this this value home with them that they're asking about it. You know, also for me, my for the sake of what is for beauty in kind of that wabi-sabi, perfectly imperfect kind of way. And I notice that, you know, the things that that I spend time on and that I want to surround myself with always have that element of beauty in them. You know, I also think for the sake of what, it's things like letting our creativity run wild. Although I pride myself on being a smart business person and having had a lot of success in my professional life, at my core, I still fancy myself a creative. And I don't think that the two shall never meet. In fact, I think it's wonderful when business and creativity do meet. But for me, if I'm letting my creativity run wild, I'm feeling pretty good. And then the last two, for the sake of what, for me, are really about being active and in nature. So this trip has involved a lot of hiking in the Adirondacks, which has been lovely. It's fun seeing my kids get up to the top of the mountain as well. Maybe I'll put a picture of us in our mountain climbing in the show notes. And then also making sustainable choices. And that, you know, the three areas that in particular I see this shows up for me personally are, am I making sustainable choices as it relates to food, as it relates to fashion, and as it relates to the environment? So Those are the kinds of things that bubble up for me when I think about my own For the Sake of What. And, you know, I've had a lot of, I'm thinking air quotes, professional success, where For the Sake of What was being answered by someone else, by the organization. And frankly, if you're not answering it for the sake of what for yourself, usually an organization is happy, or a culture or a group is happy to come in and fill that answer in for you. And for me in my professional life, there's nothing malicious about it, but without having more of a guiding principle of my own and how I was making decisions, I really went at how are other people wanting me to make these decisions. And that can be, you know, for some people that can be about what your family wants you to do for yourself. For me, it was, how will I get praised in my work life? So how will I get that next promotion? How will I get pulled aside and told I'm doing a great job? And I learned a lot in the process of unpacking, why am I doing this? How is that showing up? And I think really at its core for me, well, there are certainly other things that I did to kind of unravel that habit that I was in. One of the core things is being able to answer for the sake of what for yourself and let that guide your decisions. So today's show is going to take you through some ways of reflecting for yourself on how do you answer this question for the sake of what. And then I also want to talk to you a little bit about how this can cascade, being able to answer this question, how it can cascade into your business, and frankly, how it will cascade if you don't answer it in your business. So all this in the hopes of empowering you to be able to do this in whatever beautiful enterprises and empires and businesses you are launching. Okay, so let us get into it. As always, you can head over to pointroadstudios.com to see this week's original cover art and show notes with all the links, the tools, books, resources, anything that I reference in today's episode, like that photo I talked about of us on the climbing the mountain. And fun note on the cover art for this week, the photo was taken up here at Point Road. So I hope you'll enjoy seeing a little sliver of this place that inspires me so much. And if you're into seeing more things like that, I've got a few more photos up here on my Point Road Studios Instagram account too. So you can check that out. All right. So for the sake of what, let us do this. All right. So first I want to get into things that you might want to consider for your for the sake of what reflection. So I'm going to take you through a few questions that I think are going to help you get at your for the sake of what. So the first thing is to ask yourself, what is it that you are after in this life? What is it that you are after in this life? And I'm just going to give you a moment. You can ponder that. And, you know, go with your gut, see what's showing up. I will say that there's typically just a few answers that come out in a question like this. Oftentimes people answer this with something like being happy. Maybe you want to feel fulfilled, but it's usually not widely varied, even though it is a big question, right? What is it that you're after in this life? But usually for most of us, it comes back to just one of a few things. I can think of somebody who is so clear on her answer to this, and it's really about driving impact in the world, making the world a better place. So what is it that you're after? There's no better or worse answer, but I think it's important when you're answering your for the sake of what that you know that, right? This is the thing that's driving me. A way that you can drop in and be a little bit more specific about that, although I think the two are very much interconnected, is to answer the question, what are your values? And to come up with what are your values, I would push you here to come up with 3 to 5 words and not sentences or pairs of words. I do believe when it comes to values that less is more. And it doesn't matter if when you say, for example, adventure, that it means the same thing when I say adventure. The value words that you choose, these three to five words, should be significant to you. It's not yet something I'm asking you to make significant to others. So you want to figure out what are these 3 to 5 words. And you can, you know, you can Google this. There's great, you know, just look for lists and lists of values that are out there and see what pops for you. What 3 to 5 words do you most care about? And last thing I'll say on values is this should not be something that you give lip service to, but it's really what you care about. And a perfect example of this is there a lot of times people will say, oh, I really value travel. And that's great. Maybe you really do. And see, or, you know, seeing the world, you know, you might have something like exchange or culture, whatever it is. You pick the word that means something to you. But if what you're saying is, I value travel, and yet when you have the time and space to go off and travel, what you're actually doing is spending time with family or being in your community. Maybe you don't want to leave because you're going to miss out on an event at home. Travel is one of those things that I think is kind of sexy. We want to value that. And I think it is a great value. There's, you know, I'm not picking this as one. Don't really value this. It has a ton of value. But I think it's one of those that sometimes people say they value when actually what they value is community or family or service or something else. So you really want to make sure that the words are not what you feel like you should put down or something like that, but it is actually something that you really do value. And if you're feeling stuck, look at how you spend your time and look at how you spend your time when you're feeling great. So don't pick a day where you're like, oh, why did I have to do all these things? When you're really feeling awesome and aligned, where are you spending your time? That's going to give you great insight into what your values are if you're feeling stuck. Another way that you can get into and access this, access this for the sake of what is to ask yourself, you know, what is my deepest held conviction? What is my deepest held conviction? And you can see that, you know, what you're after in this life, what are your values? What are your, what's your deepest held conviction? All of these are questions that are getting at what's important to you. And your for the sake of what is going to be driving towards what's important to you. Right? And that's why you're asking yourself these questions. So what is your deepest held conviction is another way to get into that. You may also want to think about, what do I want to offer into the world? Particularly if you are a person who is thinking about business and launching a business, or you've got a small business that you're running, that there's usually a reason that you're wanting to offer that, at least in the spheres that I'm operating in. It's beyond wanting to have the best widget at the cheapest price. You know, there's something to that offer that you want to be making. So what do you want to offer into the world? And another way you might think about that is, what is your unique contribution that you and only you can make? Or for your organization, what is that organization's unique contribution that it and only it can make? And so you want to think about that. And in case holding that question makes you think, oh, but, you know, how can I invent anything new or original? The idea here is not that you have to do something that's never been done. It's that you have to do it in your own voice, in your own way, and that will make it unique. That will make it something that you and only you can do. Usually your voice and your perspective are the things that are consistently individual, as opposed to really the service that's being created or the product that's being launched. And I think that's okay. So what do you want to offer into the world? What is your unique contribution? Then the last thing that I want to say here in terms of, you know, things you can consider around how to reflect on your own for the sake of what is, answer the question, what do you want? And this is really important because this is going to be the space where you set your vision. What is it that you really see for yourself if things are, you know, wildly successful or just as you hope they would be? It feels great in this space. You know, what is it that you want? And answer this in whatever way shows up. You may find that your answer to this question is all focused around a business you want to launch. great. You may also find that even though you're really looking at and thinking about a business you want to launch, that all your answers to this question show up about the home life or family life or a friend life, romantic life that you have or want to have. And that's also fine. So what do you want? Just let that flow and then notice what that tells you. And sometimes it can even help to do this both from the lens of, you know, what do I want for this part of my life? Let's say for my family life. And then also answer that same question. What do I want for my business? What do I want for this new product launch? So you can play it out in several different ways. The point here is that you want to be asking yourself this question and you want to get really specific on the answers. That's why I think sometimes segmenting it out of, okay, so what do I want for my home life? What do I want with my free time? What do I want with my work? Asking yourself, looking at it in those specific lenses is really going to give you space to see more than if you're only looking at it from kind of the broader perspective of what do I want. So I always start broad and then start to take yourself more specific. And as you do this, and let's just take, for example, you know, you ask yourself, what do I want for this new business idea I have? So you're holding that question and you're seeing all kinds of things. Well, what do I want? I want to be able to offer this great product. I want to be able to serve this kind of client. I want to be able to earn a great living while I do it. So you're seeing all these things. What do I want? Then what I would say to you is, what else? So you see this kind of client, you're serving these clients. So who are those clients? What do they look like? Where do they work? Where do they shop? Like, how old are they? What's the problem that they're challenged by or problems? So get really specific. So what do I want? I want this. What else? What else do you see? Get specific. And it's that kind of interplay of what else and getting specific that's, I think, going to give you a lot of detail to help you then when you move into business planning. You're going to ask all these questions that I've just said, right? What is it that you're after in this life? What are your values? What's your deepest held conviction? What do you want to offer in the world? What is your unique contribution that you and only you can make? And then finally, what do you want? This is all going to help form a basis for you of for the sake of what. Before I shift into talking about how this plays out in business and giving some context there, I want to say that for the sake of what is usually a question that I'm asking when somebody gets distracted or they seem a little unclear about what's guiding them. So you could simply ask yourself the question, for the sake of what am I doing this? It's a great question. And yet I want you to be, I want you to explore these other questions because I think it's what gives you a foundation to be able to answer that question so that you don't drift afield and you can come back and ask yourself, well, for the sake of what would I be spending time on this area? Especially if you're feeling frustrated, it can be a great thing. Well, for the sake of what am I spinning my wheels on? Why the laundry's still not done? You know, what's the level of energy you need to be giving to something? But I do think it is a great question unto itself. And all of these questions we've just looked at are going to help you inform an answer to that when the time comes. So for the sake of what? So let's talk about how this plays out into your business. And I am going to stick primarily here with when you are launching a business or running a small business. But I do want to say for anyone who's listening who is not launching or running a small business, these same kinds of questions apply. And I think you'll see some immediate parallels to how you would structure things in an employed situation. Or maybe you're not working right now and you're thinking about how you spend your time. So it does go more broadly. And for the sake of being able to get specific, I do want to look today about how this question for the sake of what cascades into running a business. So there are so many ways that this shows up in how people run and structure businesses. But I want to explore specifically with you all for the rest of the podcast, this interplay between what you earn, what you offer, and what you do. And what I'm going to posit for you is that the more specifically you can see what you want, right? The more specifically you've got this answer to the for the sake of what, the more able you are to make decisions that honor your vision, right? You can structure and create something that is truly to the thing that you want in your whole life. So one of the first places that I like to push my clients when they're in the process of launching a new business is money. Especially for new businesses and small businesses, the margin of error can be small. And even when I have clients who have tons of savings in their bank account, or maybe a partner who's also earning that relieves some of the pressure, or family who's there and willing to support them, when and if they need help, even when they have those things, every person I work with has a threshold at which point if the money isn't there, or they haven't gone through the reflection that I'm going to take you to of what is enough, they will spin their wheels just so worried about money. I've seen people even where they're looking to launch a job search, and they're so paralyzed by actually applying for anything because they don't know what they would earn. And they're afraid if it's not what they're earning now, it won't be enough. So I like to push people to money. And one of the things that we'll start with is really figuring out earning power. I want my clients to be able to answer this question that I've just set up, what is enough? And typically I'll take them through three levels of what is enough. What is enough money to scrape by? What is enough money for a comfortable life? And then what is enough money for the life of your wildest dreams? So you kind of look at it in these realms. And this involves pulling out, a budget. And if you don't have a budget, I push clients to create a budget. It's good practice to have one. And this is creating a budget in your life, not for your business. That's kind of next step. You want to have a next generation as you're running the business and want to scale it. You've got to have a budget there. But in your life, what's your budget? So that you can make sure that you can afford to pay the bills. And you can also go through and, it is a value decision on what is enough to scrape by or to have a comfortable life or the life of your wildest dreams. I even had some clients who, it's not about having a life of the wildest dreams. It's like, well, what do I need to get by with ramen and what do I need to feel a little more comfortable? And that's enough. And that's fine. I'm not here to judge, how you want to break these down. I think the three tends to be a range that many people are comfortable in. And the nice thing about that is that it makes sure that okay, bare bones, I've got to have this. And then also, hey, if I'm shooting big, this is something that's important to me. I've never been able to go on an annual, 2-week vacation to international vacation, but I'd really like to do that. Great. Well, let's think about what that costs. And then let's structure that into what you'd have to earn so that we know the answer to that. So that when you are thinking about what you're offering, what you're charging, all of that, that it has the potential to cascade up to that. Maybe it's not when you're just launching and you don't have a full roster of clients. Maybe you're not there yet, but you would know that once you got to that full roster of clients, you could be there. And that means that you're setting yourself up for when you achieve success, it is also success in the business. It's also meeting the success that you want in your life. So that's kind of the interplay that you're in. So I start off with this earning power, answering those questions. And then you want to think about, okay, so if I need to earn this amount, what is it that I would offer? And here I'm looking both at, what is the thing or things that you're offering and how are you structuring them and pricing them? So what you offer is, for most people, they have a sense of the domain. I'm not typically working with people who say, well, I have no idea what kind of business at all, but I know that running a business would be great. I think there's a level of work that needs to be done that's kind of, if that's where you are, a level more of work back to that, what do I want? What do I want to offer that still needs to be done? But what I have found almost exclusively is that people kind of know, well, I want to be running a photography business, or I want to run a consulting business where I'm working with this kind of industry offering this kind of expertise, or I'm wanting to do coaching for this type of client or these kinds of clients. I'm wanting to teach diversity workshops, whatever it is. So they have a zone of where they're in, but maybe they're not exactly sure of how that thing or service gets structured. So how does it get packaged? Are they doing it virtually? Are they doing it in person? Is it done in a multi-day format? Is it done, is it something that's done by the hour? Are you doing it independently? Are you doing it in tandem with that person? So kind of the details of what that offer looks like. So you want to work through and get clear on, okay, so what would that offer look like? And then thinking about what is enough in those categories, you want to start to marry. Okay, well, if this is what I want to offer and this is what's enough, how could I start to structure it? And this will allow you to really think about, okay, if I'm structuring it this way, it's going to, here's how it's going to play out and serve my clients and also serve me and the bottom line that I want to be creating. So you can kind of play with that piece. The third piece I said I wanted to layer in here is, so what you earn, what you offer, and then what you do. How you structure your offer will impact what you're actually doing. This seems a little bit like duh, right? And yet I find that so often people are thinking, well, like here's all the bells and whistles of things I could offer. Like for me, as I think about how I can offer coaching, well, I can offer coaching in person. I can offer coaching by video. I can offer coaching by phone. I can push the envelope on what coaching can look like and say, well, I could do coaching as a podcast. Could I do coaching on an online platform for a group of people? So there's different, and by the way, none of those things are like wild, so wild and out there, but it's not typically what's done. So just kind of thinking about how you can structure things and then asking yourself, well, what is it that I'm going to be doing if I'm having that offer? So I might say to myself, well, I don't want to be wedded to having to be in Washington, D.C. And so for me, that means I have to have an offer that doesn't require me to be here, there, and everywhere around Washington, D.C. So, and this is for the sake of this life I'm looking to create. By the way, I really like being in Washington, D.C. And I would love the flexibility if I wanted to be elsewhere. So you want to just kind of play with, what is it that I want to be doing? What is it that I want to offer? How do those two interplay? And then make sure you're coming back to this question of what you earn. So you can go at it from any one of those angles. You could start with what you do. You could start with what you offer. You could start with what you earn. But I think marrying up those three is critical. I see some people who spend a lot of time on what they want to do and what they want to offer, and they don't make money. This is a personal, I can't say pet peeve because I have a lot of empathy for people who find themselves in this situation. But if you are not earning money doing what you're doing and you want it to be a business, then it's a problem. If what you want to do and what you want to offer is something that you aren't concerned about making money with, fine. Like that's great. And you can do that and that works in your life. Great. That's a hobby, or that's a service initiative, or it's something that's not a business, because with business comes commerce. And so money enters into the equation. I can also see people who really focus on what they offer and what they earn. And maybe they're doing great in both of those buckets. So they're earning great money and their offer is flying off the shelves. But how they're actually spending their time now as a result of it is driving them nuts. So they're for the sake of what is, you know, gosh, is it just for the sake of earning money? Well, then maybe I was meeting that. But if it's driving you nuts, probably you're for the sake of what is there's something that's missing. So anyway, you can see that it's easy to go, you know, get pulled in one direction or another, but it's how you want to think about the interplay of those three that I think really matters most. So I want to step back now because I kind of talked about the interplay in answering the for the sake of what and just say, you know, I firmly believe that you can create the life and the business that you want. And the more time that you put into, and not even time, it's thought. It doesn't have to take a zillion years to do it. I want to avoid that trap. It's, you know, putting the thought in sooner rather than later to for the sake of what will empower you and arm you to make decisions efficiently and with more ease and comfort in your business because you know that the decisions you're making are honoring a greater value system or honoring really ultimately what's important to you. Before I close for today, I want to say that I'm not here to promise that you can create a business where everything is perfect and it makes you happy all the time. That is a little bit unrealistic, I think. You are going to have to adapt. Businesses do take work. You will hit rough patches. And yet, what I am promising is that by putting this thought into how you want your business to work for you, it's going to set you up in the long run to make those decisions and to feel that kind of alignment, both in where you are today and where you want to go. So with that, I want to say thank you, as always, for listening to today's show. I want to share with you all before I officially sign off how we can stay connected beyond the podcast, give a few shout outs, and also share a sneak preview into next week's podcast episode. So for show notes with links, tools, books, resources, everything referenced today, head over to pointroadstudios.com. While you are on the site, look for the green subscribe button so you can sign up for our newsletter. That's going to help keep you up to date on the podcast, any upcoming interviews, special events, all our content that's aimed at spreading the design yourself spirit. And as always, if you like what you heard on today's show, please do help me spread the word. You can head over to Apple Music and subscribe and leave a written review. It doesn't take more than a minute or two and really helps get the show noticed by new listeners. You can also tell your friends, colleagues, anyone who you think would benefit from this, those people who keep talking about a business they want to launch but maybe haven't, this might be a good show for them. So tell your friends and colleagues to listen in. Big thanks to Colin Phillips for his skilled audio engineering and any special interlude music that he pops in for me. To John Flannery of Cryptogram for his cover art design each week. And to the Dismemberment Plan, a band I love very much and who lets me use their song Following Through for the show's intro and outro music. It's an awesome one. I would highly recommend tuning into it. And then last but certainly not least, a big thank you to you. The show does not exist without you listening, so thank you for doing that. Next week on the podcast, you are going to have a very special guest joining me. That is my husband and the audio engineer for this show, Colin Phillips. I invited him onto the show, and to which I think he looked at me a little bit goggle-eyed of what? I have to get in front of the microphone since he spends so much time listening to each show each week, but in a totally different way than I think really anybody else, as he's going through and editing the show. But he and I are celebrating our 10th wedding anniversary this month. And so I thought it was a great moment in time for he and I to step back and say, hey, What have we learned and what are we noticing now 10 years in? So I hope you will tune in. It's a special show and a special person. So I'm excited to share this with all of you. And thanks to you as ever for listening. I am wishing each of you a most beautiful week. And until next time, remember, there is nothing stopping you. So go on ahead and get after whatever it is that you really want.